Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, it's Jessica.
Hi, it's Jen.
Okay, so listen, welcome to Fat Mascara, the best of. You have landed on a very new, very cool franchise. Yes, I used the word franchise.
Oh, we have a franchise.
New franchise.
We're like people in Espanol.
Wow. Now
just
I get
thinking
it.
Of big media brands with franchises.
Okay, I was like, what? I'm like, no, this is in English. So yeah, we have a franchise now. We were able to do this once we had a few hundred episodes under our belt. We realized that some of you are new to Fat Mascara, or maybe you came in around like episode 150 or 275 or 313, and it's a little intimidating to say, you know, to go back and think about which episode of Fat Mascara you want to like catch up on. It's like, well, you know what? You don't need to catch up on everything, okay? You're busy people. We'll catch you up. We'll just give you the best of Fat Mascara.
Yeah. Also, we used to, I don't know if anybody remembers, we used to do the interviews as well as the news, as well as Raise a Wand, all in one big, like, long, epic show every week.
Oh, God, it was horrible.
No,
horrible.
I mean, the content was great, but, like, recording it was crazy. But some of those interviews are, like, with these huge, iconic beauty experts and beauty influencers, and they're sort of, like, put at the end of an episode where, like, we were talking about, like, the hot K-beauty snail serum from 2018 or 17, you know?
Each episode really is like a time capsule. It's so funny. It's like, have you heard about this crackle nail polish stuff? Like, it was just so...
But
As much as it is, the interviews themselves sort of stand alone because these are like the icons of the industry, the best of, some of the biggest founders and everything like that. So we wanted to bring them to you special, also make it a little more digestible, a little beauty snack for you on this Monday. So this is our very first Best of FM.
Okay.
Don't worry. We'll be doing them every other week, and I will not be explaining the concept every other week, so you don't have to sit through that.
Okay. So let's kick it off. Our first one is with the very important, very, let's say like, she is like, I don't like the word iconic, but she is like iconic when I think about the 2020s that we're in. Huda.
Yeah.
Beauty.
She helped move beauty cultures from 2010 to 20. Mm-hmm. She was like one of the early bloggers.
Yeah.
And obviously today, she is the co-CEO of Huda Beauty.
Yes.
So this was recorded back in 2022. Side note, little behind the scenes color for you. Huda was one of the first interviews we did with our new at-home recording setup during the pandemic. I do remember, like I've known her for years, so I wasn't nervous to see her, but I was so nervous because I was balancing. I literally put a table on my bed and then my microphone on the table because I was trying to get good sound quality in my bedroom and it was very nerve-wracking. And of course, she was the most lovely and wonderful guest. So we have an interview with her. Jess, you remember this one, right?
Yeah. So she talks about how, like, you know, she got fired and how that really kind of inspired her to kick off her new career, which obviously we all are very well, much aware of. And then since then, she's also launched a skincare line. So really inspiring conversation. I think that certainly one of my favorites. She's just a very inspiring person besides being an inspiring business owner. Jen, what did you think of the convo?
I think it's great. I'm ready for her to kick off our whole new Best of FM franchise. Huda Khatun, hello. How are you? Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Hi, finally. I've been dying to be on this podcast.
I know. And you're always traveling. And then it takes a worldwide pandemic for us to finally get you at home. Get you on like the Zoom hangout and talk.
So true.
So you're in Dubai right now. How are things there? How are you doing? Where are you recording from?
So I have a makeshift office in my closet. That is kind of my only space that I get to myself, which has been really good. But yeah, I mean, it's been tough in Dubai and like everywhere in the world. I think everyone's kind of scared and wondering what's going to happen. How much, you know, is it going to take before this gets better? What to do? Yeah. It's been insane.
Well, we miss you in New York, but you know what I was thinking about? So you run this huge company, Huda Beauty, and you're based in Dubai, where a lot of beauty global beauty companies are in New York or Tokyo or Paris. Yeah. Do you think that gives you like a unique perspective on beauty being there?
Do you know, it's so funny. Everybody's always like, so when are you actually going to move to New York? When are you actually going to move to LA? And I kind of like being here. I feel like it keeps me very focused. I'm away from the noise. I'm away from like all the data. There's always like so many things that you're supposed to do. I'm away from all that. I'm removed from it. So I don't really have any rules to follow. And I like that. I like that I don't have to, you know, I don't have to launch things at certain times. You know, our markets where our offices are, like in London and in LA, they'll feedback to us. Well, we don't really think that's right. But at least I still am here, like, and I can kind of be away from everything. I can be like, well, I feel like it is right, or I think like let's try something, you know, in between. I like being away from the noise.
Yeah, gives you focus.
A lot of people may not know that before you were Huda Beauty, this beauty empire, you were a working makeup artist, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually how I started. I didn't know I was going to become a blogger. I didn't know we were going to start a makeup brand. I knew that I was going to do makeup. Like the people that I was looking up to at the time were like Val Garland, Pat McGrath, Charlotte Tilbury, you know, way before they had their makeup brands. And I just loved makeup. I love the artistry of makeup. I definitely was more into, when I first got into makeup, I was like, oh, I love the avant-garde. I love seeing like the Dior runway shows that Pat McGrath was doing. But then I started getting really into like beauty makeup, especially after I started my blog.
What do you mean by beauty makeup?
So like how to really manipulate people's like features, right? How to really understand, because the reality is in person, you may look gorgeous, but as soon as you take a photo, your features look flat. You look so different. So I started to understand how to manipulate features specifically for photography, which was so interesting to me. Like I didn't understand why I would see myself and be like, I look good. And then I take a photo and be like, oh my God, what is happening? I do not look the same. What is that? Like, I didn't understand that. And I really started to understand that when I started doing my blog, and I was getting a lot of questions about that. Like, people were like, I think my nose is cute as a button. And then I take a photo and I think it looks like flat and wide. And I'm like, well, that's because that has a lot to do with like the makeup, lightening, and like all those things just like flattening out. And so it became very interesting to me then. The whole idea of like how makeup artistry, contouring, moving the brows around, you know, like doing certain things to your features just with makeup could like drastically change your features.
How did you learn all of this? Like, where did you train, or who taught you all these techniques?
I trained in a makeup artistry school. I trained with Joe Blasco. But, you know, makeup artistry training is one thing, but then actually like going out there and doing it is like another. So I actually just started doing makeup on everybody who would allow me to. I like even like the girl who was working my buildings, you know, like anybody who was around, I was just doing everyone's makeup for free. Everybody's makeup, all my friends.
And where were you at this point? Were you weren't in Dubai, right?
No, I was.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went to LA and I studied makeup, but then I actually, I came back to Dubai.
Okay. And then when did you start your blog?
So the blog actually... What's today's date? 22nd? The 29th is going to be 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. April 29th, 2010.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so
Still
much.
Still on WordPress. It's just Huda typing away.
Yeah. You know, actually, true story. Originally, it was me and my girlfriend, me and one of my best friends who I was in university with. And I was in Dubai. She was in Chicago. And I was like, oh, no, we're going to make this work. And then we were never communicating. We were missing each other. And it took forever to get anything done. And then I was like, do you really want to do this? Like, you're more into fashion. I want to do the beauty side. And she was like, you know what? Like, why don't you do this on your own? And I was like, sure. She was like, yes. And then I ended up just changing it to Huda Beauty. It was the Beauty 411 at first.
Good name.
Thank you. But except for nobody knew what it was. It was like, oh, Beauty 911. Hi. And I was like, no, not 911.
Beauty 911.
No. Yeah. I was like, hello, emergency. No, it's like the, you know, information. They didn't get that.
What do you think you were doing as the Beauty 411, not 911? That's so funny. That's something that would so happen. Like, what do you think you were doing that differently? Because, you know, 10 years ago, there were, you know, a lot of beauty bloggers.
Yeah.
They were all kind of samey. What were you doing so differently that you were named, you know, the most influential person on the internet? And like, you know, 5 years from starting your blog, really?
My beauty blog was definitely different from others. Like, I feel like everybody was reviewing products and they were reviewing, like, that's really what it was. It was like beautiful, like, you know, these layouts of these beautiful shots that were like, it was about the lighting and the swatches and all of that. And mine was always meant to be like the secrets of beauty. Like, when you take a photo, I remember thinking about this and I was so mesmerized with this idea of this photo shoot that I saw of this woman. And she was like this model and she looked stunning. And then they turned her around and then she was like pinned up and everything was not so perfect. And I was like, wow, the illusion of beauty is actually quite interesting. And I feel like everybody's been like kind of not lied to, but we haven't been exposed to that. And I found that really interesting. So I kind of wanted to not expose it, but share it with people that, you know, beauty was something everyone had. They all had the ability to feel it. It's just that it's been, you know, created a certain way, which is fine because you can do that, but you could also go back to being you, or maybe that is you, you know, whatever it is. I just think that there was this illusion that beauty was not for everyone, which that was the thing that I was trying to break. I had a mission with that.
It's like, we want to let you in on the behind the scenes kind of secrets. And which feels very normal now, but you're right. 10 years ago, it wasn't like that. It was like the glossy perfectness and you didn't kind of know how it happened. But here we are. So 10 years later. Okay. Tell us, how many people work for Huda Beauty now? Before it was you and your friend in Chicago.
So now we are just under 200 people total globally. So we're still quite small.
But I mean, compared to just you being your own business, you run a business now. And Jess and I are always fascinated with, like, you know, people want to learn how to make their career better, how to run a business. What do you think is like the biggest challenge of having 200 people that work for you, basically? I mean, I know you have investors and you have other people that help run the business. But what's so hard about that compared to being your own just like Huda on the WordPress, you know.
I think one of the biggest challenges definitely is, especially being a founder, because, you know, running a business and being a founder are two very different things. With a founder, a lot of times as a founder, you're kind of led by your intuition, your emotions, your creative vision. And as a business person, you're led by, you know, like balance sheets, P&L, you know, the longevity of the business and the health of the business, as opposed to the vision of the business. And one thing always has to lead. I always lead first as a founder. Always. I'm always a founder first. You know, both are very important to me, but one is by far, you know, more important. And so it is challenging, because as we grow the team, it's always really important to me that people protect the vision, that they understand that, you know, we may not make the same decisions that everyone else makes. We are by no means a normal company. You know, I say 200 and it sounds like it's big for many people, but in the beauty industry, we're still very small. You know, especially for a makeup brand and now having skincare and also fragrance, we're still quite small. But I think the ability to allow everybody to have access to me, the vision, all these things is kind of what helps keep us nimble.
So you've also spoke about how getting laid off. Well, first of all, I want to know about where you got laid off from, but was a good thing.
I was fired.
I've seen it reported both ways. Okay, here we go. She was fired.
Yeah, I was straight up fired.
So we're in a time right now of great job insecurity, to put that lightly.
Yeah.
When were you fired, and how was that a good thing for you?
So I was fired in March of 2008. And I remember being really, it was 2009. It was March 2009. I just moved to Dubai. I was pretty devastated, to be honest. It was following everything going on in 2008 and the financial crisis. And honestly, I was shocked.
You worked in financial recruiting, right?
Yeah, I was not in finance. I was in financial recruitment. My degree was in finance, but I hate finance. I'm like, ugh, like it makes sense to me, but like, ugh, like I don't like it. It doesn't fuel my fire. And, you know, I like to work. I'm like, you know, there's different kinds of people. Everybody likes to work differently. I love to live to work. I love it. I love to have passion for it. I love to have fun with it. I love to be friends with my colleagues. I like to have that kind of ecosystem. Like, I love to feel like we're all in it together and it's like fun. And I love that. So I knew, like, after I got fired, like, I was like, I am not going to do something again that I'm not super passionate about, because I give everything. Like, it has to be something I'm super passionate about. I remember one of my friends at the time, he was like debating quitting his job, and he was like, maybe we should start a PR company together. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. And then 2 weeks later, I was like, I don't like PR. I don't want to do PR. I'm like, I'm going to give my everything into this. So I was like, I'm going to not do this. So I was like, I'm sorry. Don't want to do this. I don't know what I'm going to do, but this is not it. Like, sorry. Like, don't quit your job. Stay where you are. And then I ended up doing makeup.
But before you got passionate for what you wanted to do, was there any way you reframed? Like, you just got fired. Like, how did you, like, pick yourself up the next day to be like, all right, I got to keep moving, you know?
Because a lot of people are going to be in that boat now.
It's tough. I was definitely depressed. It's hard because, you know, there's so many, like, I felt depressed and I felt angry. And I was like, how could this have happened to me? It was like not right. And, you know, there were so many emotions. I think you go through all these emotional stages, like where you're like, you're mad and you're sad and then you're lost and you feel helpless. And the reality is that it happened. That's it. You got to accept it and you got to move on. And you got to think forward, not backward. And what is there for you next? What is the thing that is going to, you know, be there for you next? And whether we realize it or not, everything that, you know, most of the things that happen, there's always an opportunity out of it. And I didn't realize it at the time because I was like, this is just devastating. I've been working so hard. I've been working on weekends. And like, I remember saying this to myself, I know this was a good thing. I just can't feel that yet. I feel so like upset and concerned with like why it happened. Obviously the situation right now is so much more dramatic, with what's been going on. Like, honestly, like it's like, I think right now, everyone's worried about their health and it's so much more like even more dramatic than, you know, anything it could have been within the financial crisis. But it was challenging at the time.
Yeah, no, I think there's a tendency to immediately start asking why, go back through everything that happened, focus on the past. And you are a woman who moves forward.
For sure.
I mean, that's clear, at least from your company. You started out with like lashes, and now there's like fragrance, skincare, makeup. I wanted to talk to you about your products a little bit. So you recently started a skincare line. We're going to talk about makeup too, but with just one product. And I was like, look at the balls on Huda. Just one product is this what she's going to give us. And it was an exfoliator, which I thought was really interesting because like a cleanser or a moisturizer, everybody knows how to use those. It's more universal. Why didn't you do something more basic? Why'd you go right for like, I'm going to do an enzyme exfoliator with multiple things going on?
Let me tell you, I got dragged by all, like internally, I got dragged by a lot of our partners. Not everyone, but a lot of our partners were like, what are you doing? This is not going to be successful. You got to do moisturizer. This is just like, nobody does scrub. And they were like, this is not going to be your number one product. Like, it's just like, it's not going to be a powerful product. We expect everything else to be more successful. And I disagree. I disagree. I think this is going to be really, I mean, it has been really successful, but I actually think this is going to be one of our biggest SKUs too forever. And I have a lot of plans on how to make that happen. But I believe in the product. This is like, for me, one of the first things within skincare that I had, it kind of bridged the gap between me, between my skincare and my makeup. You know, I actually use this product before I apply makeup. I use it because I apply so much makeup. So for me, it kind of bridged the gap between skincare and makeup for myself. So I felt like it made a lot of sense. Doing a moisturizer, which we will eventually do a moisturizer. But, you know, it just, it has to feel like there's a reason behind it. Like, you know, what is my obsession with moisturizer right now? What do I feel like I'm missing? Because the reality is there's so many amazing products out there. Why, if we launch something, is it going to make a different, like, why is it worthy of being here? You know, we're not that business to have like a ton of like products. And I don't want to ever be that business where we have like 5,000 SKUs and or 3,000 SKUs. I don't want to be that business. It's too much. I don't like messy things.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it?
They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
You said you made an exfoliator because you use makeup. Are you connecting the two? Like, if you wear a lot of makeup after you cleanse, exfoliation is important?
The reality is, like, I as you do more to your skin, you need to take more care of your skin. And, you know, I had adult acne. And I think the reason why I had adult acne is because I started touching my face so much. And so I started doing so many things, trying so many new products. And so I started becoming very conscious of the fact that your skin is your largest organ and it needs to be balanced. It needs to be calm. You can't just do whatever the fuck you want to do to it and think it's just going to be clear and even. You're going to wake up with like supermodel skin and it's going to be perfect. Like, no. It's like, and that is like, you know, genetically, some people, yes, maybe. Amazing. Good for you. I was not one of those people.
Now, who do you also just had another major launch, the mascara.
Yes.
You know, mascara is notoriously hard to formulate. Tell us about that. What was the hardest thing about getting this to market?
For me, the hardest thing about mascara is just the fact that, like, I don't want to launch a new mascara every year. And, like our beauty products are so personal to me. Like, I have to love it. I have to love it. I have to like want to like only use it. And like, don't get me wrong, I'm not every consumer. I have to make sure that the consumers who are loving the products that we're launching will love these products and they will fit into that kind of that whole, you know, trajectory of products. I do not have lashes. I don't know if you guys can see me right now. I don't have lashes. I have sparse lashes and, you know, so I've always wanted like crazy voluminous lashes. And so I wanted to do a mascara that would kind of like be able to live longer than a year. A lot of brands will launch a mascara and then a year later, they're like, okay, we improved it. Now here's another version of it. Or here is like, you know, they continuously improve. And what I told my team is like, if we have to launch another mascara within a year or two, then we did something wrong.
Right.
I want this to be the mascara that lasts at least 4 years. And that was very challenging for my team. I almost thought we weren't going to launch a mascara because of that. But it's amazing. It's really impactful within seconds. And it gives you, very sexy lashes.
I was just thinking about something as we're talking at the top, just about like what makes you different with like the WordPress blog and everything, you really honed in on what makes you special. You know, not everyone listening to this show wants to start a beauty company, but you really honed in on like what makes you different and what makes you, while some people may think like, oh, well, maybe me being different is not an asset. You made it into an asset. How do you have any advice for people on how they can find sort of their secret sauce?
Not for a long time. I didn't actually understand it was an asset, though. You know, it's hard. It's hard to be, you know, to be accepted and to be comfortable being different. I found out I'm a rebel. I didn't realize that for a long time. And I have a life coach who I've worked with really closely. And she told me, you know, she helped me realize that I was a rebel. So when people would tell me I need to do things, I'd be like, no. And I didn't know why. and for the longest time, it's kind of counterintuitive because I wanted to be accepted. I wanted to be like loved and appreciated, and I wanted to feel beautiful. And I had all these weird emotions about being weird and being not normal because my family were like immigrants, and I just felt like just not part of society.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, it hindered me. It made me like scared of being different. And I hated that. Like I hated feeling like I was an outsider. And so I had this really weird kind of like tug of war because I was very rebellious in my approach. I was like, well, why is this person right with what they're saying? Like they're just making the rules. Why can't I make my own rules? But then I felt like the need to like please everyone around me.
You were like afraid to push back on that.
I was afraid to speak out about it. But I had like a lot of my own internal feelings about it. And I felt like I wasn't able to express myself like artistically for the longest time because of that. So it took me a long time to actually get to the place where I felt comfortable being different, where I felt like that being different is actually my USP. It's my unique selling point. It's what makes me special. It's why you should come to our brand. It's why you should be consuming our content. But it took me a while to get there.
Was there anyone who helped push you in that direction? I mean, surely it was before the life coach, right? The life coach probably came after Huda Beauty.
Yeah, she came during Huda Beauty. She's been with me for about 5 years now. Okay. I mean, at one point, true story, I started seeing her every day. And she was like, no joke. And when I told her, I was like, there's so much going on in my outside world. My inside world is not coping. It's not able to catch up. And, you know, she's really been phenomenal for making sure that happened. And the biggest thing for me was doing all of that work and realizing what was going on and why I was having all those issues.
I have never heard another person say that they're both a rebel and a people pleaser. And I really am identifying with you on that. It's like a weird mix, right?
It is. And like, you have this internal tug of war because like part of you is like, oh, I want you to be happy, but like, I also don't agree with you.
So how did you nail that personality type? Because like, I want to know if there's like a quiz we can take online. Like, how did you get down to this?
So there's actually this really interesting book. I think it's by Gretchen Rubin called, is it Gretchen Rubin? The Four Tendencies.
Yes. I'm an obliger.
Yes. You're an obliger. I'm a rebel, like hardcore rebel.
I need to read that and find out what I am.
So I'm going to put a link to the quiz. There is a quiz online. Okay. When you said rebel, I was thinking, oh, that's like Gretchen Rubin. But I was like, oh, I bet your like life coach has some kind of like custom thing for you.
No, she made me read the book. She actually made me read the book. And I was like, oh, shit. This explains everything.
Okay. So that's that's amazing. All right. So I'm going to put a link to it. We can all go the Huda way.
Back to the business. Obviously, this rebel, being a rebel has served you well, it seems. So you launched the mascara. We were just talking about the production process and how when you knew you had the right formula. But I'm curious about that. I've watched a couple episodes of Huda Boss, and I know you're very picky about formulas. So how do you know when it's time? Like, we know, and our listeners know the background of how it works. You'll get them from the lab. It's not right. Tweak it again. Get it from the lab. It's not right. I bet you could keep tweaking for the next 10 years. So how do you decide this is the one?
With mascara specifically, and all products, right? It's not just a formula, right? It's like how the formula acts with the applicator, how long it dries, how the certain ingredients within it react as it dries, and in mascara specifically, how that layers, right? As it does that. And so, oh God, we found an amazing formula originally that was so voluminous, but then some of the fibers that were in it were clumping. And so we had, I think, like certain shape of fiber. So we had to change the shape of the fiber and the length of the fiber. We had to redo the brush and like remold the brush. And it was just, I mean, these things take a long time. There's a lot to it. And it's like getting the right application. I'll be honest, like some people will have a better application than others. Yeah, that's just fact. we made it specifically for people who have sparser lashes and who want like volume and length. Like Mona, for instance, has a ton of lashes, but they're shorter and they're curled. So she may not want all that volume because she has so many lashes. If she has a lot of volume and they're curled lashes, she's going to look like she has like, you know, little like things growing on her eyes. But for the majority of people who don't have all that density of lashes and want that length, you know, we believe that we're really going to be able to nail it for majority of the people.
And say you're not making a makeup product and someone else has another job completely and they've got a project. I have this trouble where I'm like, can I turn it in yet? Is it done? Like, I want to keep messing with it. How do you get like an internal feeling of like, okay, it's ready, or are you always questioning still?
No, I feel like I know, but I think it's probably hard for my team to know because everything for me is a mood. Everything is a mood. It's like, what is the mood that I feel here? If I feel like it's something that I don't like, I'm like, ooh, no. And they're like, what is the mood?
So it's like your gut.
Yeah, it's my gut. But I'm like, ooh, it reminds me of this really bad thing that I saw on this one TV show and this one woman, and I don't like it. And people are like, ugh. And then I'm like, oh, this is the mood. And then it's like, it feels like a vibe. And so that can be, I think, challenging working with someone like myself when it's like that. But my team is actually so creative and so amazing. They like the challenging.
I think that's just kind of inherent in founder-led brands, right? Because it's so personal and it's so about their
so personal
instinct and their intuition. Like you have to kind of be a mind reader. Like you can't get in their head. So it's always a mood, right? With the founder brand?
It is.
So speaking of mood, let's talk about you personally and what beauty you're loving right now. First mm-hmm. up, this is going to be a hard one, but like three products. You only get three products. What's your mood right now? What are you bringing in your makeup bag?
I live for our YoGlow, like enzyme cleanse, the scrub. I live for that. Like I literally have two right here. I keep them with me. I have them all over my house. I live for this.
Oh, so two out of your three products are going to be the YoGlow?
Oh, no. Okay, one. Sorry.
One.
Yeah. One of those. I really like a good hair mask. So the Briogeo, the deep the hair mask that they have, I actually have it in my hair right now. I live for that.
And what do? You just put it in your dry hair and you like do your biz?
Yeah, I brush it and then I put it in my dry hair and then I'll wash it out at night. I like to sleep with my hair wet. I know that's weird.
No, I do too.
It makes me go to sleep.
I think it's fine. People. I don't think it's that weird. It's like, you're a night shower?
I am a night shower. I always shower before I go to bed.
Right, so then your hair's wet. There you go. But you have a hair mask in your hair all day while you go about your business?
Yeah, and my hair, like my stylist told me my hair has changed so much just from doing this. I just basically do it for like half a day. And sometimes I'll also throw in like the Kopari. This is not one of my products, but I do love it. The Kopari coconut melt, I'll put that in my hair as well. I'm like, oh my God, it's a dream.
Wait, but like it's not a hair mask. It's just like a coconut lotion.
Yeah, just coconut oil. Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Doesn't count. So that's two products. You're good.
Three products? Are you kidding me right now?
I was like, if I ask her what she likes right now, I know Huda. There's going to be 100 things. So I'm going to limit you.
A lip balm. A really bomb lip balm. I do like the Kopari. I really like the Summer Fridays as well. Those are really good.
Okay. And then before we let you go, we're going to hit you with the Fat Mascara 5. Five questions that we feel will be very revealing to our guests about who you are. There's nothing too deep. Don't worry. Okay, first beauty product you fell in love with?
Revlon lipstick back in like the 90s. I don't remember the shade. It was probably like a...
Toast of New York?
Probably. It was probably like definitely like a brownish, pinkish, purplish, but I don't remember.
Okay, favorite ice cream flavor?
I am a fool for mint chocolate chip. Like if that was my last meal... request, that would be it. I'm very happy with mint chocolate chip.
Yum, yum, yum. Me too.
Which I know is polarizing.
You know, people who don't like it, they really don't like it. But I feel like most people like it. Like that, I would say that's our most popular response, mint chocolate chip. Don't you think, Jen?
I think so. And then we always ask them if they like the green or the white version.
I like that old Baskin Robbins green with like the brown chocolate chips. I love
yes.
it.
Yes. Good answer.
It's my favorite.
What's the song that pumps you up? If you're going out getting ready, you need to like get psyched.
Why Don't You Love Me from Beyonce.
Ooh.
Why? I don't know.
What do you do to relax? Like you're winding down from a big Huda Beauty board meeting.
I actually do a lot of relaxing, I'll be honest. I like to get massages, baths. Like, I'm all about a nice bubble bath. Like anything. I think you can relax all the time. I'm really big on like just like being like zen whenever you can.
Okay, cool. And then what, you know, we have at Fat Mascara, we're always about raising a wand. Raising a wand, what are you obsessed with? What are you loving? What would you raise a wand to right now?
I feel like right now, through everything that's going on right now, like there's a lot of like people talking about mental health. There's a lot of opportunities to dig into ourselves and to get better. One of the things that my life coach talked to me about was like the fact that we are all in, a lot of us are in the state of avoidance. And right now we're kind of not being able to do that. And it can be really healthy if we actually, you know, take the time to do that, despite everything that is going on, that is, there's so many terrible, horrible things, but that moment of actually being with yourself, which we always avoid all the time. I am kind of into that right now. Like, I feel like I have come through this. Like, this has been really hard on so many levels for so many people we know really closely. You know, some of us have lost loved ones, but that moment of being able to just be with yourself, we don't always get that chance. And I feel like, you know, when this, you know, hopefully passes, when will we also have that? Like, there's growth to be made here, like, personally. I know that's like probably not necessarily the answer that I think a lot of people would expect, but this is like part of the time and we need to do that.
I love that. And I think you're right.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for your patience for doing this with us. You are the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, my loves.
And maybe we'll see you in person again someday soon.
I know. I hope so. Bye, my loves. You guys are so awesome.
Thank you, Huda. We love you.
Love you more. Thank you, my loves.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara. If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182. Thanks so much for listening. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.